الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتاب أنزلناه مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لعلكم ترحمون. وقال عز وجل في مقام آخر: وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has through His kindness showered us with innumerable favors. And from amongst the great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the priceless favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, precious favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invaluable favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is His kalam and is His book, the glorious Quran. According to Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed His kalam, revealed His book, the ultimate revelation, the glorious Quran, through the medium of the best angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, upon the blessed heart of the best of His creation, our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, during the best month, the month of Ramadan, during the best night, the night of Qadr, and upon the best portion of this earth, Makkah Mukarrama, and thereafter the best portion of this earth, Madina Munawwara, this book is the fountain of Hidayah. It is the source of guidance. And it is a book which is full of khair and full of barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran, Kitabun anzalnahu mubarakun. We have revealed a book which is blessed. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا. Follow the do's contained within this book and abstain from the don'ts contained within this book. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you may be showered with mercy by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a book full of blessings. And the one who will fulfill its rights will also become blessed in this world and also in the hereafter. And the main rights of the Quran have been mentioned in the two verses recited in front of you. وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. When the Quran is recited, listen to it very carefully and remain silent. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that you may be showered with mercy by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both the verses recited in the khutbah end with these words, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Do this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you with His mercy. Do this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you with His mercy. There are two commands in each verse. Kitabun anzalnahu mubarakun, fattabi'uhu wattaqu. Carry out the first command, carry out the second command, la'allakum turhamun. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is yours. وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ, when the Quran is recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. Carry out the first command, carry out the second command, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And mercy is yours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enshroud you in His mercy in this very world. Until you breathe your last, Allah will enshroud you in His mercy at the time of death. Allah will enshroud you in His mercy in the grave. Allah will enshroud you in His mercy on the day of resurrection. Allah will enshroud you in His mercy at the time of reckoning. Allah will enshroud you in His mercy when crossing the Sirat. And Allah will enshroud you in His mercy forever and ever in the everlasting bliss of Jannah. Two commands here, two commands here. In order to become deserving of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to take this whole package. إِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ. This is the first part of the package. When the Quran is recited. So either you recite the Quran yourself, or when somebody else is reciting the Quran. إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ. Whenever the Quran is recited, whether you are reciting it yourself, or someone else is reciting the Quran.
You need to do two things. One is become silent. Become silent. And number two, listen to the recitation carefully. If you are reciting the Quran, become silent. Become silent. Do not let whispers talk to you. There should be no communication within yourself. Your thoughts should not go astray here and there. إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ When you are reciting yourself, you should also listen to it carefully. And you should also become very silent. Your mind should not wander around here and there. And ponder over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to you. And when somebody else is reciting the Quran, in salat, out of salat, then again become silent and listen very carefully to his recitation. And ponder over what he is reciting. Try to benefit from the message contained within the verses of the Quran. Because this is a message direct from the Creator. It is a message direct from the Creator. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah ta'ala, says that when a friend, a relative, a beloved writes a letter to you and you receive the letter, what do you do? You try to understand the message of the letter as soon as possible. My sleeping pattern is very different from majority of the people. So sometimes before sleeping at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, I text someone. It's at the back of my mind that I need to send this text to this person, but because during the day I am extremely busy, so when I find time, I text. And I know that the sleeping pattern of this person is that he goes to sleep after Isha and he only wakes up at Fajr in the morning. So when he wakes up at Fajr in the morning, he will read the text message and he will reply to me. But sometimes it surprises me that 3 o'clock in the morning, 2:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, I get a reply from that person. It is a sleeping time, but he replies. And at that time, it makes me wonder that this person, while sleeping, may have woken up for a few seconds, a few minutes, and he may have heard the buzz on his telephone and he may have realized that someone has texted me. And he is 100% sure it is not Allah who is texting him. It is not the Creator. He knows that this message is not from the Creator, it is from a creation. But he desires to know the content of the message immediately and he breaks his sleep. He disturbs his sleep, he picks up the phone, he reads the message. He cannot wait till the morning. This is our behavior with the messages that we receive from creations, with the letters that we receive from the creations, with the emails that we receive from the creations. We read, we want to know immediately what is the content of the letter. If a letter is handed over to us while the muazzin is calling out the iqama, throughout salat our mind will be towards the content of the letter. And after salat, probably before completing our tasbihat and before completing our sunnah and nafal, we may go in a corner of the masjid and open the letter and read the content of the letter. It is a fact which no one can deny. I have personally seen people in the month of Ramadan, whilst performing Taraweeh, checking text messages after every 4 rakat. I have personally seen people in the month of Ramadan at the Islamic Dawah Academy in the first row, checking text messages after every 4 rakats. This is that person who doesn't know whether somebody has texted him or not. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that when you receive a letter from a creation, from a friend, from a family member, father, mother, son, daughter, cousin, beloved, wife, husband, you cannot sit in peace until you know what the content of the, you want to read it immediately. And according to the level of love that we have for that person, according to the reverence that we have in our hearts for that person, we will display this reverence and we will display this love, the muhabba and the azmat, whilst reading that letter. If it is from our sheikh, we will sit up respectfully before reading that letter. It is from my sheikh. And with a lot of respect, we will read each and every word. Sometimes we will read one sentence twice and thrice to exactly understand what my sheikh or what my teacher is saying. If it is a letter from wife, from parents, we will read that letter with emotions, with love. And again, 2-3 times we will read the letter. We will read the whole letter a few times. Something may bother us and we will take out the letter again from our pocket and we may read a particular part of the letter. This is our behavior with the letters that we receive from the creation. And if we receive a letter in a language we do not understand, it's in English and we cannot read English. It's in Urdu, we cannot understand Urdu. It's in Arabic, we cannot understand Arabic. Then we do not leave the letter for tomorrow. Now immediately we want to find somebody who will be able to translate the letter for us, interpret the letter for us. We want to know what it contains. Is this not our behavior with the letters, with the emails, with the text messages that we receive from the creation? Do we ignore any text message? Do we ignore any email? We may ignore replying, but we will not ignore the content of the email. We will make sure that we read it. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that you receive a letter from a creation and you cannot sit in peace until you know the contents of the letter. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi further says, what does this letter contain, this letter from the creation? It contains either of two messages, either message of happiness or message of grief. Message of happiness. Someone has got married, someone has got engaged. A child is born in this family. This person's son has completed his PhD and he has passed successfully. Message of happiness or message of grief. Someone is suffering from cancer. Someone has been diagnosed with cancer. Somebody has had an accident. Somebody has passed away. Further, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, this happiness and this grief is temporary. Temporary happiness, temporary grief. Over time, this happiness will fade away. Over time, this grief will fade away. Sometimes after a day, sometimes after a week, sometimes after a month, sometimes after many months. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that you receive a letter from a creation containing either a message of temporary grief or temporary happiness. But you cannot sit in peace until you understand the message. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, here has come a letter from the Creator. Quran is a letter from the Creator. And passed on to us by whom? First Jibreel alayhi salam, and then our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the Sahaba, and then the Tabi'een. And then through the Huffaz and the Ulama, till today Allah has been passing this letter to us through authentic chain. Authentic chain protected only by Allah. This chain of Huffaz, chain of Ulama, chain of Muftis, chain of Mufassireen, chain of Muhaddiseen, protected only by Allah. Authenticity of the chain is checked. This chain is authentic. This alim, this mufti is authentic. And authenticity depends on the level of ilm. Authenticity depends on the level of taqwa. Authenticity depends on the chain that this alim and this mufti belongs to. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is enlightening the heart of this alim and of this mufti with ilm, with that level of taqwa and that level of religiosity which is required to remain authentic. And it is only Allah. It is only Allah who has connected this alim, this mufti, with that chain which reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with full authenticity. It is only Allah who is doing all this. It is only Allah. Even in this day and age, you will find not dozens of ulama, no. Hundreds and thousands of ulama and muftis who are authentic and who belong to the authentic chain. Allah has taken it upon Himself. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. We have revealed this book, and it is we who will safeguard this book. Not only the words of the book, anything associated to this book. The words of the book, the correct pronunciation of the book, the correct writing of the book, Rasmul Khat, and the correct interpretation and the tafsir of the book. Anything associated to this book, we will preserve it until the day of Qiyamah. And in order to preserve this book and anything associated to this book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen a particular group of people, and they are the people of ilm. أَتِئُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِئُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. One tafsir is ulul amra means the ulama. Allah says, Atiullah, obey Allah. Wa atiur rasul, and obey the rasul. Wa ulil amra minkum, and obey the ulama from amongst you. Obey the people of ilm, whom ahlul ilm. So Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala says, a letter has reached you through authentic chains. Allahu Akbar. Through authentic chains. There is no doubt whatsoever in the authenticity of each and every word of the Quran. There is no doubt. Even the non-Muslims, even the enemies of Islam, they say that from the time the Quran came into existence, the difference of opinion between them and we is that we say it is the book of Allah, and they say no, it was authored by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fine. Fine. According to you, it was authored by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. According to us, it was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But has any alteration taken place since it's come to existence? Everybody is unanimous that no. No alteration has come into existence. Even the enemies of Islam, friends, foes, both agree that no alteration has come into the Quran after its existence. There is only one version of the Quran throughout the world. You go to Russia, you go to China, you go to Saudi Arabia, you go to India, you go to Pakistan, you go to Bangladesh, Europe, anywhere you go, there is only one version of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved this book because it is a letter from Him to His creation, and to His creation not only of the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a letter from Him for the entire humanity until the day of Qiyamah. So Allah will preserve this letter until the day of Qiyamah. If any alteration comes in the Quran, then the letter has not reached us. So no alteration can come in this letter. It is for the humanity to come until the day of Qiyamah. And Allah preserves. And Allah is preserving this glorious Quran. Allah is preserving this glorious Quran through those non-Arabs who do not even understand a single word of the Arabic language. In the Arab world today, students become huffaz in thousands. And in places like the Indian subcontinent, people become huffaz in hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Hanif Jalandhari, Damat Barakatuhu, 2-3 years ago, he was here in the month of Ramadan and he visited Leicester and I was in Aitikaf in the last 10 days. He came to visit me just before Maghrib and he joined me for Iftar and he remained with me till Isha. So he said to me that I met the head of the Tahfiz in the whole of Saudi Arabia. All the Hifz classes in Saudi Arabia run under one management. And he is the head of all the Hifz classes in the whole of Saudi Arabia. And Maulana Muhammad Hanif Jalandhari, Damat Barakatuhum, is the General Secretary of the Wifaqul Madaris of Pakistan. The union of all the madaris of Ahl-e Haq, he is the General Secretary. And he is the grandson of the late Hazrat Maulana Khair Muhammad Sahib Jalandhari Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who was the Khalifa of Hakimul Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and who was the teacher of my late Sheikh Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. Maulana Khair Muhammad Sahib Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, great personality, very great personality. Hakimul Ummat Rahmatullahi Alayhi, one day he was short in height. So Hakimul Ummat Rahmatullahi Alayhi one day made a comment about him that he is short in height but high in caliber. Short in height but high in caliber. Baqamat kehtar baqimat behtar. Hakimul Ummat Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Very valuable personality this Khair Muhammad. So Maulana Muhammad Hanif Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, said to me that when I met him, we started talking about Tahfiz. So I asked him that every year, how many children become Huffaz in the whole of Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia, a Muslim country, I cannot remember the exact figure, but it was around 40 to 60,000. 40 to 60,000. Maulana Muhammad Hanif Jalandari, Damat Barakatuhum, said, I said to him that I am the General Secretary of Wifaqul Madaris. And the Madaris under Wifaqul Madaris belong to a one particular school of thought. So I am the General Secretary of Wifaqul Madaris, under which those Madaris are affiliated to Wifaqul Madaris, which belong to only one school of thought. And there are many schools of thoughts in Pakistan. And he said, I am talking about those schools which run full-time Madaris. And he said that the number of children who complete Quran in Pakistan only under Wifaqul Madaris go into hundreds of thousands. Again, I cannot remember the exact figure. Maulana Muhammad Hanif Sahib quoted to me both the figures. And this responsible person for the tahfiz in Saudi Arabia was astonished. And soon after Maulana Muhammad Hanif Sahib reached Pakistan, he received an invitation from the tahfiz department, and they invited him and they awarded him with an award that you are the General Secretary, we are awarding Wifaqul Madaris with this award, that this organization prepares the most huffaz throughout the year in the whole world. So I was saying, Allah is safeguarding His book even through non-Arabs. Arabs, non-Arabs. And even the Arabs in this day and age, they are not very familiar with the classical Arabic, the Arabic of the Quran. So majority of them, when they read the Quran, they cannot understand more than 2/3 of the Quran. Despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserving the Quran. Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke dino mein? Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke dino mein? Why should Islam not be distinguished amongst all the religions of the world? Islam has to be distinguished amongst all the religions of the world. Why? Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke sino mein? Wahan mazhab kitabon mein, yahan Quran sino mein. There the religion is in the books, and here the religion is in the hearts. The book is in the heart. If all the copies of the Quran were collected, accumulated throughout the world and burned instantly, we would still have the copy of the Quran, because the copy of the Quran lies in the hearts of thousands of people throughout the world. Nobody will be able to destroy the Quran. مسلمانوں نہ گھبراؤ خدا کی شان باقی ہے ابھی اسلام زندہ ہے ابھی قرآن باقی ہے. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing this out of His mercy, because He loves His servants and He would like His guidance to remain with His servants until the day of Qiyamah. That is how much He loves us. Should we not reciprocate and love Him? Love Him too? He is so kind. He is so kind that He has preserved this letter of His so that the future generations will not be deprived. Until today we have the Quran in its pristine purity. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that a letter has come to you through authentic chain from the Creator. Letter of the Creator to the creation. It also contains two messages. Message of happiness, message of grief. But message of not temporary grief, not temporary happiness, everlasting grief and everlasting happiness. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those people who accept Iman and who do good deeds, they are the people of Jannah. They will remain in it forever and ever. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those people who reject, وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, and belie our signs, our ayat, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, they are the people of the fire. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, they will remain in it forever and ever. Message of everlasting grief, message of everlasting happiness. Thereafter, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi poses a question. You receive a letter from a creation containing a message of temporary grief, temporary happiness. You cannot sit in peace until you understand the message. And here you receive a letter from the Creator containing message of everlasting happiness, everlasting grief. Despite that, you do not have 5 minutes to understand even one verse of the Quran. 99% of the people who are sitting in this gathering do not know the message that Surah Fatiha contains. How unfortunate. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The Imam is reciting in 3 salat audibly. In Fajr, in Maghrib, in Isha. And we've been listening to the Imam for years and years, but never does it strike us, what is my Rabb saying in this surah containing 7 verses? What is my Creator saying to me? And it is known as Ummul Kitab, the root of the Kitab, the essence of the Kitab, the main message of the Kitab. The Mufassirin have said that Suratul Fatiha is the essence of the message of the whole Quran. It is a short version of the Quran. It contains the bullet points of the Quran, the Suratul Fatiha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins Suratul Fatiha by introducing Himself. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Iddin. But till today, we do not know how Allah has introduced Himself right at the beginning of the Quran. How regretful, how sorrowful. This is one of the main reasons of the degeneration of the Ummah, my friends. Let us make a firm resolution that we will connect ourselves to the Quran from today. And we will connect to the Quran by doing the 4 things that have been mentioned in these 2 verses of the glorious Quran, because both verses end with the same words, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these 2 verses is showing us the way of acquiring His mercy. Allah is teaching us how we can become deserving of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every individual on the surface of this earth at this very moment is in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslims, non-Muslims, Indians, Pakistanis, British, Americans, Saudis, every person is in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole world is in a turmoil. The whole world is in a turmoil. And the only way we can come out of this turmoil is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah shows us the way of acquiring how we can acquire the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ. When the Quran is recited, whether you recite it yourself or someone else is reciting, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. Become silent and listen to it very carefully. Become silent and listen to it very carefully. Today Quran is being recited. We are traveling from one place to another place. And the CD player is playing the Qirat of a Qari. And it is only there to pass our time. Quran is being used to pass our time. Pass our time. It is used as a substitute. Substitute. People say, it's better than music. Quran is being used as a substitute. Definitely it is not better. It is far more better than music. Because music is filth. Music is filth. And Quran is shifa. Quran is cure. Quran is huda. It is guidance. But is this the intention that we should have in listening to the Quran? We pass time. And if we have a topic to discuss whilst the Qari is reciting the Quran, we are discussing our topic. إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ. Whenever the Quran is being recited by a child, by an adult, by the imam, by a layman, in the masjid, at home, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. Become silent and listen to it carefully. Even if you do not understand, listen to it carefully. Listen to the words of the Quran. Why? Because it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the kalam of our beloved. And the kalam of the beloved also becomes beloved. Listen very carefully. And within the context of this, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. Become silent and listen carefully. Why become silent and why listen carefully? So that you are able to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are able to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So becoming silent and listening carefully is not the objective. These are the steps that you need to take to understand the Quran. So those of us who are not familiar with the Arabic language, and if we are familiar with the Arabic language, then those of us who have not dedicated ourselves to the studying of the Quran, now we need to sit in the company of those ulama who have dedicated themselves to understanding the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who are generous and kind to share their knowledge with us, and who are prepared to explain the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. This also comes within the context of إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا. I had come with the intention of participating in this auspicious gathering, and right from the days of our marhum Khan Sahib and my late friend Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala till now, our Sheikh Sahib Iqbal Bhai has also passed away. Even during the time of Iqbal Bhai and Sheikh Sahib and Mufti Sahib, and both Mufti Sahib, this masjid has always given me the honor to be part of this auspicious gathering. It is a favor that I am indebted to. They should not be indebted to me for coming all the way from Leicester. No. Coming all the way from Leicester and being able to participate in a gathering associated to the Quran is no inconvenience. It's an honor. It's an honor to be sitting here. It's an honor for me, for all of you, to be sitting here in a gathering which is associated to the glorious Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We should be indebted to the management, to the imams, to the teacher, Maulana Ibrahim Sahib, who have facilitated this gathering for us, this jalsa for us. So just 2 weeks ago, we had a Khatme Quran Jalsa at the Islamic Dawa Academy, and wherever I get the opportunity, I always emphasize Durusul Quran. And I always say, especially during the last few years, that every masjid should have a Darsi Quran program and Darsi Hadith program. And if no program is taking place, at least begin with the Darsi Quran. So 2 weeks ago, it was just fresh when I made a heartfelt appeal in that jalsa of ours. Today, when I was coming, the prime objective being the Khatme Quran, I also had the intention of speaking to Mufti Ibrahim Sahib for a few moments, that you should also initiate the Darsi Quran in this masjid. But alhamdulillah, before having to speak to Mufti Ibrahim Sahib, Irfan informed me before coming here that Mufti Sahib has been doing the Darsi Quran for the past few months. And it brought so much happiness. So much happiness. And my friends who are the Musallis of Leighton Stone, or those friends who are able to come from other areas and benefit from this Darsay Quran at Leighton Stone. And my sisters listening at home, you have no excuse whatsoever on the day of Qiyamah if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions you, why did you not try to understand my book and my message? You will have no excuse. And it is not my style, it is not my habit to praise somebody in his presence, but you are very fortunate to have an alim who is academic, whose tafsir will be authentic inshallah, who is academic, who is able to teach tafsir in any darulum. He is of that caliber. Alhamdulillah, all the a'imma of all the masajid are respectable in our eyes, and we should respect each and every person associated to ilm. And not only associated to ilm, we should respect each and every mu'min. We should respect each and every mu'min. But there are some ulama who are not of that high caliber, who are able to explain the Quran as the Quran demands. Here you have an alim who is able to do that. Please benefit from Mufti Sahib. Benefit from this dars. And if you have come today in this gathering from another area, from another locality, where ulama are imparting lessons on the Quran, please participate. Please, whichever masjid you have come from, whichever town, city you have come from, please participate. Can we not take out 1 hour? 1 hour, 1 hour per week. We do so many things. 1 hour per week only to understand the Quran. And many ulama don't go as far as 1 hour. They are affectionate. So they understand our circumstances. And they only speak for 45 minutes. Some only 30 minutes. Some only 20 minutes. Why? Why not benefit? Once a week. And I encourage the very busy people. Very busy people like you and lazy people like me. A person will not participate either because he is busy or because he is lazy. These are the only two reasons. So I say to the busy and lazy people that if 1 hour is too much for you, if 30 minutes is too much for you, then at least come for 10 minutes and participate. If the Darsay Quran is taking place every Wednesday here, if it is after Isha Salat, come and perform Isha Salat. After Isha Salat, keep your gaze on the clock, and after 10 minutes walk away. That 10 minutes is better than nothing. And inshallah, the Quran has the effect. It will pull you towards it. It will pull you towards it, and you yourself who was finding 10 minutes difficult, you will go to Mufti Sahib and say, Mufti Sahib, 30 minutes is a bit too less. Can you not go on for an hour or so? Quran, the sweetest thing. The sweet Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. Somebody asked one of his associates, what does Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma do when he is at home? So the person said, when he comes out to perform salat, you see him. So he performs 5 times salat regularly. When he goes in his home, then it's either of the two things that he is doing. Either he is performing wudu or he is reciting the Quran. Either he is performing the wudu or reciting the Quran. Urwa ibn Zubair rahimahullah ta'ala would complete the whole Quran in 4 days. And that too in tahajjud. So he would recite 7.5 juz each day in tahajjud. And the ulama have stated, those who knew him have stated, it has reached us through the chain, that 7.5 juz recitation in tahajjud, and in order for him to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night, he would study the tafsir of the 7.5 juz during the day. Every day he would study the 7.5 juz tafsir here and there, because he was a great faqih. He is from the 7 great fuqaha of Madina Munawwara, Urwa ibn Zubair. And the one who studies the tafsir of the whole Quran in 4 days continuously, but just browse through it. And he would read the Quran with tafsir of the Quran in front of him. And every 4th day he would complete for years and years. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He is those people who wrote his biography say only one night he missed. Only one night, when his leg was amputated. That night he could not recite the Quran. Other than that, every day he would recite 7.5 juz. On the fourth day he would complete the Quran with tafsir. Imam Mujahid rahimahullah ta'ala, the great mufassir, and the student of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And in those days, they would benefit not only from one teacher. Nowadays, we have become again busy and lazy. So once we have enrolled ourselves into a madrasa, and we have studied a book of tafsir from a one particular teacher or two teachers, and once that course is over, the tafsir is over. No, they would study from Ibn Umar, they would study from Ibn Zubair, study from Abu Huraira, study from him, go to various. Imam Mujahid rahimahullah ta'ala, only from Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, only from one teacher, studied the tafsir of the whole Quran 30 times. Imam Mujahid, a great scholar, a great alim, he studied the tafsir 30 times from Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. And we are not scholars. We are laymen. We don't even understand the Arabic language. Even if we pick up the Quran, which is not the correct method, and try to understand the translation in our language, we will not be able to understand the Quran. And we are in complete need of someone explaining the Quran to us. And here we have the opportunity to understand the Quran, but no, we have no time. Even the so-called religious people walk away. Religious people, those who are regular with 5 times salat, those who attend the spiritual gatherings of the mashayikh, and those who engage in dawah and tabligh activities, even they don't have time for. They have time for the majalis of their shuyukh, they have time for the dawah and tabligh activities. These are very important as well. The majalis of their mashayikh is very important. And the tarteeb of the dawah and tabligh is very important. Both groups should continue with what they are doing. But without understanding the Quran, without understanding the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our efforts with the mashayikh and our efforts with the dawah and tabligh will go in vain. Because anyone who does not know the path, how can he reach the destination? Ilm is the path. And the path can only be shown to us by the ulama who are the people of ilm. It is for this reason our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that hold fast to the company of the ulama. And Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam said to his son, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, alayka bi mujalasatil ulama. Hold fast to the majlis of the ulama. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revives the dead hearts through the company of the ulama. And those brothers who have come from those localities where Darse Quran is not taking place, they should try to find the nearest masjid and participate. And without creating any conflict, they should try to talk to the imam, the management of the masjid, and try to initiate Darse Quran in their local masjid also. Iza Quri al-Quran. When the Quran is recited, when the Quran is recited by yourselves, when the Quran is recited by someone else, listen very carefully to the words of the Quran. And when the Quran is being recited and explained by experts, by ulama, then sit in their gatherings and listen to the explanation of the Quran, try to understand the message of the Quran, and try to give place to this message in your heart. إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. 2 points. Become silent and listen carefully. And if you combine the 2 points together, then read the Quran, listen to the Quran, listen to the explanation of the Quran, read the tafsir of the Quran under the guidance of an alim who knows your caliber and understand the message of the Quran. So we can put two together and it's only one thing we have to do. Understand the Quran. Understand the Quran. And number two, فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا. This is also, we need to put two together, it's only one thing. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Follow the do's that you understand from the Quran. And abstain from the don'ts that you understand from the Quran. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا. And what will Allah grant you? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah will shower His mercy upon you. Allah will shower His mercy upon you. The easy way of acquiring the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my friends, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers me with mercy, will anybody be able to harm me? Will anybody be able to create any obstruction for me? Any obstacle for me? No. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy upon the whole community of Leighton Stone, will anybody be able to harm them collectively? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy upon the whole ummah, will anybody be able to harm Him? Will any superpower harm? No. No, nobody will be able to harm. Why we are being harmed and why we feel that we are being persecuted, why we feel that there is nobody for the ummah today, is because we have deprived ourselves of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by disconnecting ourselves from the Quran. If we connect ourselves to the Quran, the rahmah will descend. The rahmah will descend. The rahmah will descend. It is for this reason da'wah and tabligh is very important. Da'wah and tabligh. Create awareness amongst the people that Allah has created for us for a purpose. Please, brother, come out of negligence. Come, spend some time with us in the masjid so you understand the purpose of your life. And once the purpose of life is understood, alhamdulillah, now connect yourself to the ulama and understand the path. And now that you have understood the path, connect yourself to the mashayikh so the mashayikh can teach you how to walk on this path. All these three efforts are interconnected. Interconnected. Let us make a firm resolution, my friends, that inshallah from today we will connect ourselves to the Quran. We will become deserving of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our pious predecessors, our elders, the great ulama and the muttaqin servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the solaha of the ummah, very, very firm they were in reciting the Quran, in understanding the Quran, in practicing the Quran and in propagating the Quran. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them the path of success and honored them with success in this world, and Allah must have honored them in the hereafter also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم أنس وحشتنا في قبورنا، اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة، اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها، وخير أعمارنا أواخرها، وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد، ونعيما لا ينفد، ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة، جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضاء بالقضاء، وبرد العيش بعد الموت، ولذة النظر إلى وجهك، والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن دعاء لا يسمع، ونفس لا تشبع. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام، والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة، ومن فتنة مضلة. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا. اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم، واغفر لهم وارحمهم. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله، ويحرم حرامه، ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا، وجلاء أحزاننا، وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا، وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة، وفي الآخرة حسنة، وقنا عذاب النار. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، سہولت کا عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما، فضل و عنایت کا، حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین، ہم سیاہ کار ہیں، ہم گنہگار ہیں. یا ارحم الراحمین، ہم گناہوں کی آلودگیوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں. یا ارحم الراحمین، ہمیں معاف فرما دے. یا ارحم الراحمین، ہمیں معاف فرما دے. یا ارحم الراحمین، ہمیں معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ، ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں، سر سے پاؤں پیر کی انگلیوں تک الہ العالمین ہم گناہوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں. الہ العالمین، جسم کا رواں رواں، جسم کا باز باز تیرا نافرمان ہے. الہ العالمین، ہمارے ہاتھ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے در پہ پھیلائے جائیں، ہماری زبانیں اتنی گندی ہے کہ وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تجھ سے کچھ عرض کر سکے. الہ العالمین، ہماری آنکھیں گناہوں سے اتنی گندی ہیں کہ ان سے بہنے والے آنسو اس قابل نہیں کے تیرے در پہ پیش کیے جائیں. الہ العالمین ہمارا جسم سرابا ڈنڈا ہے, الہ العالمین ہم کہاں اس قابل تھے کہ تیرے گھر پہ ہمیں بلایا جاتا, لیکن الہ العالمین تو نے ہمیں مغرب میں بلایا, مغرب سے عشاء تک الہ العالمین تیرے کلام سے تعلق رکھنے والی مجلس میں الہ العالمین بیٹھنے کی توفیق دی. الہ العالمین تو نے اپنی اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بات سنوائی, الہ العالمین ختم قرآن اور تکمیل حفظ قرآن کی دولت سے ہمیں سعادت نصیب فرمائی, اور الہ العالمین پھر تو نے اپنی بارگاہ میں قبولیت کا موقع دے کر ہاتھ اٹھانے کی توفیق عطا فرمائی. الہ العالمین پھر تو ہی ہمارے دلوں میں ہمارے دماغ میں مانگنے کی چیزیں ڈال رہا ہے. الہ العالمین یہ سب تیرا کرم ہے. الہ العالمین ہم اس سے نیک فارغ رہتے ہیں کہ تو ہمیں کچھ دینا چاہتا ہے. الہ العالمین ہماری مغفرت فرما دے, ہماری مغفرت فرما دے, ہماری مغفرت فرما دے, دائمی مغفرت کا فیصلہ فرما. الہ العالمین دائمی اتباع شریعت کا فیصلہ فرما, دائمی اتباع سنت کا فیصلہ فرما. الہ العالمین دائمی خدمت دین کا فیصلہ فرما. الہ العالمین دائمی حسن خاتمہ کا فیصلہ فرما. الہ العالمین تیری دائمی رضا کا فیصلہ فرما. الہ العالمین جنت کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما. الہ العالمین تیری ناراضگی سے بچا لے, ناراضگی سے بچا لے, تجھے ناراض کرنے والے ہر کام سے الہ العالمین ہماری حفاظت فرما, تجھے راضی کرنے والے کاموں کو کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے رحم الرحیم ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, اپنا تعلق نصیب فرما, اپنا قرب خاص نصیب فرما, ہمارے قلوب کو اپنی محبت سے منور فرما, اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت سے منور فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے قلوب کو قرآن سے منور فرما, ذکر سے منور فرما, قرآن علوم سے منور فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے قلوب کو فضائل سے آراستہ فرما, رضائل سے پاک فرما. اے رحم العالمین ہمارے قلوب کو غفلت سے نجات عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے قلوب کو غفلت سے نجات عطا فرما. الہ العالمین قساوت سے نجات عطا فرما. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہماری مغفرت فرما دے. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہمیں تجھ سے دوری سے بچا لے اور اپنا قرب نصیب فرما دے, جہالت سے بچا لے, علم نصیب فرما, شقاوت سے بچا لے, سعادت نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین بیماریوں سے بچا لے, صحت عطا فرما, ذلتوں سے بچا لے, عزت عطا فرما. اے رحم الراحمین اے رحم الراحمین اے رحم الراحمین مسائل سے آفات سے بلیات سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, عافیت نصیب فرما دے. اے رحم الراحمین ہم سب کو قبول فرما, ہم سب کو قبول فرما, ہم سب کو قبول فرما. اے رحم الراحمین یہ تیرے بندے بہت دور دور سے تکمیل حفظ قرآن کی برکتیں حاصل کرنے کے لیے آئے ہیں. الہ العالمین میں خود بھی اسی لڑنے سے آیا ہوا ہوں. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین دنیا کا ایک ادنا شریف انسان اس کے در پہ جب کوئی جاتا ہے, دروازہ کھٹکھٹاتا ہے, اس کے سامنے ہاتھ چلاتا ہے, الہ العالمین وہ الہ العالمین بغیر کچھ دیے اسے اپنے در سے نہیں لوٹاتا. الہ العالمین تو شریفوں کا شریف ہے, تو شرابت کا منبع ہے. الہ العالمین اس ادنا شریف انسان کے دل میں جو شرابت ہے وہ تو نے ہی تو رکھی ہے. الہ العالمین ہم بھی تیرے در پہ آئے ہیں. الہ العالمین ہم بھی تیرا دروازہ کھٹکھٹا رہے ہیں, ہم نے بھی تیرے سامنے ہاتھ پھیلائے ہیں. الہ العالمین ہمیں مانگنا بھی نہیں آتا. الہ العالمین ہمیں مانگنے کا طریقہ نہیں آتا. الہ العالمین ہمارے پاس تیرے دربار میں رپیش کرنے کے لیے کوئی چیز نہیں ہے. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین جو ندامت ہونی چاہیے وہ ندامت نہیں, جو آؤ جاری ہونی چاہیے وہ آؤ جاری نہیں, جو خلوص ہونا چاہیے وہ خلوص نہیں. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین خالی ہی خالی ہے. الہ العالمین خطا ہی خطا ہے, لیکن الہ العالمین ہم اتنا جانتے ہیں کہ تو آتا ہی آتا ہے. الہ العالمین ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے, ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے, جھولیوں کو بھر دے. الہ العالمین جھولیوں کو بھر دے. نظر کرم فرما, نظر کرم فرما, نظر کرم فرما. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین نظر کرم فرما. خدا کی قسم نہ اٹھ سکے گا قیامت تک جسے تو نے اپنی نظروں سے گرا کے چھوڑ دیا. الہ العالمین نظر کرم فرما, نظر کرم فرما, نظر کرم فرما. الہ العالمین
بہت امیدیں نہیں کر ہم اس وقت سے مانگ رہے ہیں, اگر تو نے میرا مقدر میں بدلا بتا پھر یہ کام نظر کس لیے ہے, اگر تیرے دیانے یوں لٹ جائیں یہ در کس لیے ہے, یہ گھر کس لیے ہے, یہ رب العالمین ہماری جھڑیوں کو بھر دی, گناہوں کی بھور میں پھنسی ہوئی ہماری کشتی کو پار لگا دی, ہماری کشتی کو پار لگا دی, ہماری کشتی کو پار لگا دی, ہمیں ایسا بنا دی جیسا تو دیکھنا چاہتا ہے. العالمین شیطان اندر سے مکائی سے ہماری حفاظت کرنا, العالمین صراط مستقیم دکھا دے, صراط مستقیم پر چلا دے, علماء کی علم کی قدرداری کی توفیق عطا فرما, حصول علم کا شوق نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین علماء کی صحبتوں سے مستفید ہونے کی توفیق عطا فرما, اے رحم الرحیم قرآن سے وابستہ فرما, احادیث سے وابستہ فرما, الہ العالمین شریعت سے وابستہ فرما, الہ العالمین تزکیہ کی فکر نصیب فرما, الہ العالمین امت کی بھی فکر نصیب فرما, اے رحم الرحیم قرآن کے تمام حقوق کی ادائیگی کی توفیق عطا فرما, ارحم الراحمین پورے عالم میں ہدایت کی ہواؤں کو عام فرما دے, ہدایت کی ہواؤں کو عام فرما دے, الہ العالمین رحمتوں کے دروازے کھول دے, برکتوں کے دروازے کھول دے, الہ العالمین پوری دنیا پریشانیوں سے گزر رہی ہے, الہ العالمین ہمیں آفات سے بلیات سے آزمائشوں سے محفوظ فرما, الہ العالمین امن کو عام فرما, امن کو عام فرما, امن کو عام فرما, سلامتی کو عام فرما, الہ العالمین پورے عالم میں رحمتوں کو عام فرما, رحمتوں کو عام فرما, رحمتوں کو عام فرما, برکتوں کو عام فرما, برکتوں کو عام فرما, ہر فرد مسلم کی حفاظت کرنا, ہر فرد مسلم کی حفاظت کرنا, ہر فرد بشر کی حفاظت کرنا, الہ العالمین الہ العالمین نفرت کی غذاؤں کو ختم کرنا, نفرت کی غذاؤں کو ختم کرنا, الہ العالمین پورے عالم سے نفرت کی غذاؤں کو ختم کرنا, یا رب العالمین یا رب العالمین یا رب العالمین یا رب العالمین تجھے تیرا نبی بہت محبوب ہے, الہ العالمین یہ تیرے نبی کی امت ہے, الہ العالمین تیرے نبی کو اس امت سے بہت محبت ہے, الہ العالمین الہ العالمین اس عزت کی لاج رکھ کر اس امت کی حفاظت کروا, اس امت کی حفاظت کروا, شیطان نفس سے بھی حفاظت کروا, الہ العالمین جملہ مکروہات سے حفاظت کروا, جملہ آفات سے حفاظت کروا, الہ العالمین جملہ بدیہات سے حفاظت کروا, الہ العالمین مساجد کی مدارس کی مقامات مقدسہ کی مقابر مسلمین کی, الہ العالمین تمام جماعتوں کی جمعیتوں کی, الہ العالمین ہر فرد مسلم کی ہر بشر فرد بشر کی حفاظت فرما, حفاظت فرما, حفاظت فرما, ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما, ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما, ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما, ظالموں کو ہدایت ادا کرنا, ظالموں کو ہدایت ادا کرنا, ظالموں کو ہدایت ادا کرنا, الہ العالمین امن کے سلامتی کے اور الہ العالمین رحمت و برکتوں کے عام ہونے کے لیے جن اسباب کا انتظار ہے الہ العالمین ان اسباب کو مہیا کرنا, 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 یا رحم الراحمین یا رحم الراحمین یا رحم الراحمین, رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما الہ العالمین, آج جن بچوں نے تکمیر حفظ قرآن کیا ہے انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, الہ العالمین مرتے دم تک قرآن کے ایک ایک لفظ کو ان کے سینوں میں محفوظ فرما, الہ العالمین ان کی زبانوں پہ جاری فرما, الہ العالمین قرآنی علوم سے ان کے سینوں کو منور فرما, الہ العالمین قرآنی اعمال سے ان کی زندگیوں کو آراستہ فرما, الہ العالمین امت کے قائدین میں شامل فرما, الہ العالمین ربانیین میں شامل فرما, الہ العالمین اولیاء امت میں شامل فرما, الہ العالمین امت کی رہبری کے کام کے لیے انہیں قبول فرما, الہ العالمین امت کی قیادت کے لیے انہیں قبول فرما, انہیں ان کے اساتذہ ان کے ماں باپ ان کے خاندان ہم سب کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک کا ذریعہ بنا, ہم سب کے لیے آخرت میں صدقہ جاریہ بنا, اے رب الرحیمین اے رب الرحیمین اے رب الرحیمین انہیں شرم قبول عطا فرما, انہیں قابلیت بھی عطا فرما, مقبولیت بھی عطا فرما, انہیں صلاحیت بھی عطا فرما, انہیں صالحیت بھی عطا فرما, الہ العالمین امت کی کی امامت کے لیے انہیں قبول کرنا, انہیں ادارہ جعلنا للمتقین اماما دمستاد بنا دو. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین, اس مجمع میں کسی کو بھی محروم نہ کرنا, ماؤں کو بہنوں کو بھائیوں کو سب کو قبول فرما, جو گھروں میں سن رہے ہیں انہیں بھی قبول فرما, جو کسی وجہ سے نہیں آ سکے انہیں بھی قبول فرما. الہ العالمین پوری امت کو قبولیت سے سرفراز فرما, ان ختمات کی برکات سے انہیں بھی منور فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین یہاں کے ائمہ الہ العالمین, یہاں کے اساتذہ, یہاں کے علماء, یہاں کے مشائخ کے علوم میں, خلوص میں, خلوص میں برکتیں پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین لوگوں کو ان سے مستفید ہونے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین اس مسجد میں دین کے جتنے کام ہو رہے ہیں سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما, یہاں کے منتظمین حضرات کو بھی بے انتہا قبول فرما. الہ العالمین ان سب حضرات کی محبتوں میں, ان سب حضرات کی الہ العالمین لگن میں, ان سب حضرات کی جفا کشی میں, ان سب حضرات کے ولولوں میں, الہ العالمین ان کے خلوص میں, ان کی محبتوں میں, ان کے اتفاق میں, الہ العالمین امت کی رہنمائی کے جذبے میں اور برکت پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین اس مسجد کی جتنی ضروریات ہیں سب کا غیب سے انتظام فرما. پورے علاقے, پورے لندن شہر میں, پورے برطانیہ میں, پورے یورپ میں, پورے ملک میں جتنے مدارس ہیں, جتنی مساجد ہیں, الہ العالمین سب کو شرف قبول عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہیں, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, دوست احباب, محبین, محسنین, سبھی کے تمام جائزین مقاصد کو پورا فرما. الہ العالمین جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کاملہ, عاجلہ, مستمرہ, دائمہ نصیب فرما. ظاہری, باطنی, جسمانی, روحانی بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما. جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. مصیبت زدہ ہیں انہیں عافیت عطا فرما. جو بے روزگار ہیں انہیں وسعت والی, برکت والی, حلال روزی عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو بے گھر ہیں انہیں وسعت والے مکانات نصیب فرما. جن کے اپنے مکانات نہیں ہیں الہ العالمین انہیں اپنے مکانات نصیب فرما. جو قرضوں میں انہیں سبکدوش فرما. الہ العالمین جو اپنی بیویوں سے پریشان ہیں انہیں بیویوں کی طرف سے سکون عطا فرما. جو شوہروں سے پریشان ہیں انہیں شوہروں کی طرف سے سکون عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو ماں باپ کی طرف سے مظلوم ہے الہ العالمین ماں باپ کے قلوب میں ان کی محبت پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین جو اولاد سے پریشان حال ہے ان کی اولاد کو ان کے سینے سے لگا دے. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین جو اولاد سے بچھاڑ دیے گئے ہیں الہ العالمین ان کو اولاد سے جوڑ دے. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو نہیں مانگا مانگنا چاہیے تھا وہ بھی عطا فرما. الہ العالمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما, جن شرور سے پناہ مانگی تھی ان تمام شرور سے پناہ عطا فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انک انت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين.